Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Not My Reality, a 30-minute power-packed session with author, speaker, and host Marion Caldwell Parker. Listen in as she shares insight and excerpts from our book, Not My Reality, a conversation for those you know that there's more. Today's topic is about connection. Hello and welcome. I am Marion Caldwell Parker, your host of Not My Reality. It is my talk show where I share some ideas, insight, and excerpts from my book called Not My Reality, a conversation for those who know there's more. Today we were trying out a new air person. Her name is Sue Garrett. She's a teenager, a teacher communications major from Clark Atlanta University. She'll be going there in the fall of 2010. We want to thank Sierra for that opportunity. We know that everything didn't come out the way we wanted to, but it's definitely well received, and we appreciate that. As I said, today our topic will be understanding connection. And connections for me are simply relationships. I quit using the word relationship some time back because I found that when we're talking about relationships, we have to be able to relate to each other. And oftentimes when we find ourselves connected to people, we do not necessarily relate to them. So again, I'm going to get a little bit more of Layla Hathaway and give you an opportunity to sit back, relax, and breathe. Just breathe. Allow your mind and your heart to open up to receive something different that might motivate you and inspire you to a new level of your life. I'm asking you to give a good listen. Don't take a judgment call right away. You may listen today and find out that you don't like me at all, and that's all right. And you may listen today and find out that you love listening to Not My Reality Live here on Radio Blog Radio. But if you do, that is an awesome thing to do. So let's sit back and relax and listen to some more of Layla Hathaway. Breathe. Again, those of you that are tuning in to listen, actually, we have 10 people that are logged on to our radio blog on today. I knew we'd get a few people in right away, and we apologize for all the delays going on. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Not My Reality Live, a series that allows you to share excerpts and insights from my book called Not My Reality. I am your host, author Marion Caldwell Parker, and I ask you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Again, our topic today will be connection. Those of you who want to call in and get your insight in, as these other 25 people have done, please give me a call at 646-652-4240, 646-652-4240. Right, let's begin our conversation. It's 5 after the hour, and it is a nice and beautiful sunny day here on a Sunday here in Milwaukee, and we are so blessed and honored to have that opportunity. Today we're talking about understanding connections. Just as we prepare for season changes, presidents, and television programming changes in the fall and in the springtime, we get ready for our summer vacations, let's not forget to prepare for our future. It's better to look ahead and prepare than to look back and regret. We must be willing to rid ourselves of what lives we planned and begin living the lives that we were waiting for and the one that we were sent here to live. How can we do this? We can stop by being consumed with connections. Connections are developed by us even in the depth of our personal family relationships. They are gauged by us. On our jobs, we decide what to share and what not to share about our personal life. So why should our dating life be any different or our friendship be any different? If you remove the emotional component of it and you move all the words of other folks in your lives, you'll realize that many of these connections that we have are simply parasitic. When you need a light, you don't care which wall socket you use. You just want one that works. So you plug in and you get the electricity and the light bulb works. And you can see whatever it is you want to see, or you can chase away whatever feelings you're feeling about being in the dark. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to take that same process and apply it to your personal life. You're only concerned with the things that matter. We don't need to worry about whether or not the other socket is going to work. We don't care. We just use that one we have and move on. Once you've made that connection, you can now flip it back into your life. Connections for you can be either temporary or they can be permanent. But either way, they need to be useful. Useful to you first. Beneficial to you first. We talked about during the reflection series how it is important for you to assess what is important, what is necessary, and what is valid for your life. Not necessarily what's convenient and necessary for those of you people who are around you. We spend so much of our lives attempting to understand and maintain these connections with people, family, and work friends and coworkers that we forget this very important factor. We are only given people for a temporary time for a permanent reason. We determine what the reason is through the discovery of ourselves, through our discernment or analysis, during our reflective phase, which are not bad things. The greatest gift you can give is the gift to question. And in questioning, this is what you get. You will find out that you have so much more to offer, and there are so many other connections that you could have. So many other connections you could have that could be much more validating. Take time to question how you feel. Take time to question why the connection is here. What is the purpose in my life right now? Does this individual, this job, this place where I frequent, have the ability to assist me? And is it a truthful representation of what it has to offer? One of my greatest tools I've found is the Internet. The Internet allows you to research multiplicity of topics and learn of different types of skills and aptitudes just by simply typing in a word and reading and taking time out to see what it says. There's a lot of shady businesses out there, a lot of shady people, and a lot of thoughts and opinions that we need not be a part of. So when you take time to do this, you can talk, meet, and date the connection while at the same time you're determining its value. Be a risk taker with other things besides your happiness, your peace, your love, or your future, your life. Too often, as men and women, we come across someone of the opposite sex and we find a connection and we want to change our lives to include this individual because we have been conditioned to believe that they may be the love of our life, our soulmates, future, all in all. Rarely, however, do we think of them as having a purpose of assisting us in preparing us for a greater place in life or to expose us to a trait inside of us that is productive. This is what we have to think about. A non-productive relationship or connection must be addressed, and we must ascend toward our destiny that may not include this individual. So when their time runs out, we again become consumed with utilizing our permanent energy on temporary situations. Truly, many of us have been there with someone in our life at some point, filling our thoughts and minds and doodling on pages and papers and, you know, with what ifs and seeking counsel sessions from our friends and psychics and bartenders or to justify our positions and to wallow and complain and presume defeat and a desire for a failed relationship or a feeling that we failed in some way and we're incapable of being in a quality partner to someone else. This type of pattern is yet just another burden-forced reality that needs to be removed. Simply allowing them to occupy space in our mind with no benefit to us, consuming time that we should be using to learn more from this connection or from this lack of connection that we've just ended. Here is my suggestion. Instead of wallowing, complaining, and throwing the biggest and the best pity party, or becoming an ultra-perfect insomniac, take time out to do an assessment, an evaluation of what has occurred. What happened to you while you were with this individual? Were there any changes in you, good or not so good? What did you learn from the experience? What new knowledge or wisdom did you acquire? What knowledge have you obtained about yourself? Can you identify a pattern of behaviors that gave you the same result that you received in previous relationships or connections? Did you accept something about a person even though you knew that that was not really what you wanted to do? Sure, we all compromise, but compromise should not mean your demise, your unhappiness, your discontentment. Now, I know these are harsh words and harsh questions to even pose to yourself, but remember, this is the type of thought and query that has to happen if you're ever going to access your own reality. And even after we answer them, we may still find ourselves unsure, but it will change the more that we practice and increase the amount of faith we have in ourselves and the Creator that's inside of us. We need to begin to think about how connections should be valued. I have several friends of mine that when we get together, we often talk about our relationships. And one of the things I often tell them is that we have to remove the old thoughts and the value we place on memory. Memories require the will to recall, the strength to watch, and listen again, and the power to give it a place in your mind or discard it. When you look at a connection and you're doing the reflection about this relationship, you have to allow yourself to feel the hurt, the anger that influences your memories, that will create a false reality. Reality is reactive and is not initiating or innovative for the divinely purpose. It is an assignment from God. You are attempting to experience the expectations, boundaries, and the lives of others. Memories build realities. Realities shape your beliefs, confidence, and experiences, which foster your purpose and give birth to your vision. So the next time you get into a connection, ask yourself, how long should it be? Is it there for the moment? Is it there for a lifetime? Is it there to push you into another direction that you need to go in? Is it worth fighting for? Does it need repair? These are the questions I'm going to leave you to ponder while we take a break and listen once more to Miss Hathaway.
All around me.
encourage you that are on the phone lines, if you want to give us a call here on the radio station, give us a call here at 646-652-4240. 646-652-4240. Again, we're talking about connection, value. How do you make it work? And that's what we're talking about today when I talked about what is the value of that connection. And for you to ask yourself those questions, if it feels like bondage, then it's not a connection you want to maintain. I often tell people that time is only relevant to the person that is experiencing that time. When a person is in prison and they're in there for 3 years, that 3 years of prison time is a lot different from someone who is able to drive up and down the street, live their life every day, and have the limitations of the daily rules. But the person that's in prison, the moment they're let out after those 3 years, has a whole new focus. That's what I say about connections. In prison, that person did a lot of things they may not have wanted to do, that they may never do again, because they don't want to be in that bondage again. You can make that same decision right now. All right, thank you for calling in. All right, take care now. All right, we want to thank Jackie for calling in all the way from Milwaukee here in my hometown. So we appreciate that call in. And you too can call in again and be a guest on the show. Don't be afraid. As you can see, I have no qualms about asking questions regarding the book, whether the excerpt that we're doing today on connections. Connections are complicated. They are complicated because we're used to and we've been trained to accept them for what they're worth. We've been told to accept them because they are necessary, and they are, but not to our destruction. Not to our destruction at all. We want to make sure they're going to help us, benefit us, and we can then benefit those who we're in connection with. If we continue on this path of averting our happiness, eventually resentment sets in, disconnect. That's where a lot of affairs and murder-suicides come from and abusive relationships come from, because people are consumed with the ideal of holding on to a connection, temporary or permanent. Get what you need out of there, and then return around. All right? Again, I am author and host Marianne Caldwell-Parker, here sharing some insights from my book, Not My Reality, A Conversation for Those Who Know There's More. This book will be published and out for your purchase as of December 1st on Lulu Publications. And so we want to encourage you to give it out. It won't be a large price. I want it to be accessible to all people, which is why I'm doing this video blog here on Radio Blog Talk Radio. We want to make sure that everyone can have access to this information, because it really is about someone being able to share a little bit, that someone might gain a little bit, and change their life for the better. We don't need to keep going through life holding on to things that are not beneficial. I learned that early in my life, in my mid-20s, and found that it only has propelled me into a better place. Yes, there may be times when you may be without a connection that might not be intimate or emotionally driven, but then you can focus on other connections, such as those that are required for you to elevate your mental stimulation, your spiritual life in particular, or your social life. Take up that hobby. Form a connection with yourself. Talk to yourself. Do the reflective process over and over again. We've talked about the idea of finding out what it is you really want to do. Whose words are guiding your life? Are you listening to the influences of others and their opinions? That they're limiting your options to the point where you are incapable of making decisions without consulting with others. Connections should never be parasitic, as I said earlier. They should always be symbiotic. That means that you two are able to help each other. Never drain you. Anything that's draining all of your energy is not a good thing. You never want to find yourself in a position where you are frightened to share your opinion, frightened to express yourself. Your priority is first having a relationship with God, the Creator, the higher power, Father, God, whatever term you want to use, so that you can begin to develop that person, that entity inside of yourself. Go back to looking in the mirror. Begin to date the person that you are. Have a connection with yourself. Set boundaries and expectations for who you will allow yourself to have connections with. Just because you need a job doesn't mean you have to take that job that's in front of you. Think about it. What is it that you would like to do? Ask yourself, what am I good at? And what do I like to do? And find a medium between those two and build a connection. That's how you move toward accessing your reality and not the reality of someone else. Listen to yourself. Write down what it is you have identified as your greatness. Then that way, when the next connection comes along, you'll know what they're there for and how long they should be there. Again, I will encourage you, everyone does not deserve access to your physical body and your spiritual mind. Some people should only be there to see it, but never access. Signing off on today, encouraging you to understand that true liberation is the uninhibited freedom to explore, live, and love yourself as you obtain your purpose in which you were put here on earth to do. Remember, this is host and author Marion Caldwell Parker, and you've been listening to Not My Reality Live, our 30-minute programming that we offer every day for 30 minutes. These shows are archived. And again, my book will be coming out on December 1st, entitled Not My Reality, A Conversation for Those Who Know There's More. This insight and excerpts are here to develop a mind and a new consciousness that allows us to share more and do more and be more as we are designed and destined to do. So until next time, make sure that you assess who your connections are, and that includes your family and friends. Make sure that you are not allowing yourself to be drained of your power, that you cannot access your power to get to where you need to be. So I will end, as I always do, with the sounds of Layla Hathaway and Just Breathe. Remember to breathe. Deep breathing will allow you to inhale freshness and blow out what is unnecessary. Just breathe. Number three. once again, you have been listening to Not My Reality, a 30-minute conversation with author, speaker, and host, Erin Caldwell Parker. She shares her insights, experts, and her book, Not My Reality, a conversation for those who know there's more. The next topic was about connection. Remember that connection is not simply there to do that. It's a purpose.